1-800-237-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Live from Chicago, it's Sunday afternoon, and it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, live from Autism One today. Welcome, my friends. Welcome all over planet Earth on the GCN network and all of my affiliates up there. Shout out to my friends in Alaska. We actually have some listeners from KENI that are down here in Chicago at Autism One. How cool is that? Well, we're here next couple of hours. RobertScottBell.com is the link, the phone number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, Autism One in Chicago with birthday boy, Liam Sheff.
Birthday week.
Liam, we were here, this is your first time at Autism One. It's my second year here. And we have witnessed, again, more families. Damage.
Debauchery.
Just medical debauchery.
Right.
Oh, yes. Well, listen, if you're a mom or a dad.
They come to play.
Yeah.
And learn.
And you get one time a year that you have off from. Parenting is tough enough, but try parenting a child who's been damaged by vaccination or any other environmentalist assault. Creating a scenario.
Well, I'm trying to sell tickets to next year's Autism One. This place is fun. This place gets rocking and rolling.
Yes, it does. That's the point.
Rooms are full. They're packed.
It's a jam, and it's a jam.
Kennedy stands up. They're listening to him. I didn't mean to bogart your show. Go ahead.
No, you're welcome to do so. RFK was here. That's true. RFK Jr. was here. And is he called Bobby Kennedy? Do they call him that?
I just called him. I didn't see him.
I saw him.
I didn't see him.
When he started, he sounded like, who did I say? He sounded like Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But by the end.
He warmed up.
By the end, he warmed up, and he just smoked the audience, and he smoked the vaccine industrial complex, especially as it relates to toxic poisons being injected into children. And in my opinion, he knows that if he goes a little too far.
He said that.
He
said, I can't say X, Y, and Z, but, you know, here's what I can say. In other words, I had an uncle and a father who were killed by the powers that be.
Yes, right. Yes.
The powers that be. But, I want to sell tickets to next year's event. Whether I'm here or not, I might be traveling, but I want people, if you're a parent and you're thinking of coming, you're going to have a good time. Going to have fun. You're going to be, you know, you'll have the tear moments, but I don't... Am I not supposed to say that?
No,
people
it's okay.
are in high spirits.
Yeah.
People are sharing. People are learning stuff. I don't know everything about what it is. There's the MMS thing, and I don't know what that is. But I was at your lecture, mm-hmm. and you threw them healing, sovereignty, health sovereignty. You better figure out how to start growing food. The audience, you know, there were some amens from the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I felt people just sort of digging in. We had a nice, wonderful lady today, Tammy. Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Never went to the doctor as a kid. Played in the mud. Didn't get sick. Has a one vaccine damaged child because she sort of fell into the trap. And her second child, non-vaccinated, non-damaged. And they're grabbing at what? Yeah, not only what can we do. It's not. I thought this would be much sadder than it was.
Right.
Liam,
I think the first year I was overwhelmed by seeing the faces and feeling the pain of those that were here. Yes, I did see the great joy of coming together. And it's almost like you commiserate at the same time. You know you're on a mission. And these folks here, the parents are on a mission to prevent this from happening to other children and to find ways to recover their children's health who have been robbed by a false trust, or a trust that was real, but the trust was betrayed by a medical establishment that claimed to know how to protect children from diseases via injecting toxic poisons, medicaments, and other things that are discussed here openly, by the way. And most medical conferences are prohibited from speaking openly about the vaccine relationship to autism.
And so we see the dads and moms, some of them have their kids here, they clearly love their kids. And look, these aren't, if anybody doesn't understand the autism thing, I'm relatively new to it. This isn't like an over-diagnosis of a little ADHD where, you know, somebody says, well, when we were a kid, we were told to sit down and shut up and get, you know, fly right and that sort of thing. These kids have deep neurological impairment from injections of poisons, and there's a big difference. There's a big difference. It's been interesting for me to be here because I realized that at different times in my life, in my childhood, in my teens, I exhibited some, they call it the spectrum. I exhibited some spectrum behavior. I can't sit for very long in a room. I got to stand at the back because I just feel my energy doesn't work well sitting, and I take it in better in a standing position. If somebody told me that's stimming,
yes.
I just think I need to stand in the back of the room. When I get sort of wired, I get pretty manic. I'm slightly obsessive. I'll check a lock 3 times. Apparently, these are all spectrum, but the difference is, I can explain it or talk about it. And then you see the kids who can't express and they hit their heads in frustration. Mm-hmm. And look, this isn't just a normal personality quirk of the human species. This is injected metal, squalene, poison. There's a big difference. And for people who don't get it, I just want to say, look, just, you know, get to know a family with somebody deep in the spectrum. You go, oh, yeah. So when did it happen? After we vaccinated.
Yeah. Now, we had attended an event where there were some political figures here, including Representative Daryl Issa.
Boo.
Yeah. And Dan Burton, who was a former congressman. He's been championing this issue, but it was stunning, not unexpected, but stunning to know how little they actually know, despite the fact that they're supposedly championing this issue on Capitol Hill about the danger of vaccines, because they're focusing pretty much exclusively on the mercury issue and trying to distance themselves from any potential that vaccines could be the reason or even part of the reason that this is going on.
So Issa, and these are, these people were greeted as heroes here. So we're in a minority. I think not an insignificant minority, but a minority of people who watched them speak, watched Issa say, well, I know you're anti-vaccine and I'm right there with you with your concerns, but of course if the smallpox went around, you'd all get a smallpox vaccine. Who would? He expected the whole room to raise his hand. What happened?
Very few hands went up, and in fact there were 2 or 3, right? And I even went, no, and I heard some people hissing and going, no way.
No way.
Yeah.
And he said,
did not expect that.
That response.
Yeah. Did not, because that's a slam dunk in any crowd that even is on the fence outside of this realm of autism one. They'll all go, okay, but yeah, if it's smallpox, for sure, I'm going to get that. But this crowd knew, no, I don't trust them. I don't trust the vaccine. I certainly don't trust the smallpox vaccine. And we were on the air years ago when they saw that they were going to bring it back out, and they claimed they gave it to George W. Bush. I don't believe he got it. I don't. And there are people that said that he probably did not get it because there are so many problems associated with that shot. And that is the one shot that I had the most adverse response to in regards to my vaccine interaction as a child before my family knew anything about this issue.
Very sorry. I was asking Robert how much time we have in a segment.
That's yeah, we're out at 18. Okay. We're doing great. We're live from the Autism One Conference. Liam Sheff, my good friend, birthday week boy, and he's not a week boy. You know what I'm saying? Week, W-E-E-K. He is also the author of Official Stories,
which has been doing quite well.
Quite well here, yes.
I didn't know that people would be interested in going beyond the damaged place, you know, the place of damage, this damage that has been done to them, that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So they have had a shot made against their bow, their, you know, tilting in the water, and I come along and I say, well, it's actually worse than that. It's actually bigger than that. And, you know, do they have the room? Do they have the...
Galifianakis gave us a kiss.
Going by.
Yes.
Cousin of... Zach. Cousin of
Zach's
Zach.
Cousin.
Yeah, but
hey.
She's much prettier.
Yes, much prettier.
So I'm saying, you know, do you have the room to hear? That's not just a vaccine thing. It's cancer research. It's HIV make-believe virology. It's government. It's the way that things work. And I've been talking about petrol, and do you have a source of clean water? Do you have a source of food? That's been very interesting to me, to hear the responses. No, but with a slight increased awareness, or yeah, we do. And I want to say it's the Milliks from a family who run, what's it called, Box Organics. The husband, I think, I'm going to say his name's Robert, I'm going to get it wrong. You know, a big, funny, brassy guy is like, yep, got a source of clean water. Yeah, we can fish in the lake. And got a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
So some people are like, yeah, we're there. But I don't advocate the bullet, Mark.
No, no, but remember, we had, what's the guy's name? It was Shane. Shane came by earlier, too, and he's talking about hearing. He had downloaded the WebSeed program through Natural News, Mike Adams, that I did with food security stories.
Yeah.
And he's actually moved out
from
to an
Nashville.
Area. Yeah, yeah, and he's moved out to an area where he's got clean water source. He can grow. And, yes, they are prepared to defend themselves. So the people are taking heed of the warnings and the change, the shift in the economy. And Liam and I have been discussing this on the air a number of times now, and it's going to grow our discussions regarding peak oil, energy shifts, and what that means in the coming years. What you need to plan for.
Shane's a lovely young guy with a lovely wife who's pregnant now, and they're from Nashville, which is a lovely place to visit. It's a lot of lovelies in a sentence, Robert.
Hi, it's a lovely day here at Autism One. Come on down. Well, actually, I got news for you. You got to go. Liam's going to be lecturing momentarily about official stories and more, because they're there to protect the officials, and Liam is not here to protect the officials, are you?
Not really.
Not really, no. We're going to be joined by Roy Dittman. He's the author of The Brighton Baby, and we've had him on my weekday show through Natural News Radio, and I'm glad to have him on board here with me shortly as well. And also in 2 weeks from now, if you missed us here in Chicago, Liam and I will be back in Schaumburg, Illinois, for the Health Freedom Expo.
Lovely Health Freedom Expo in lovely Schaumburg, Illinois. It'll be lovely.
Rocking the health world today from Autism One. Give us a call, and we'll get you that number as well. But in the meantime, take a break. Say thanks to our sponsors. Liam, rock 'em, sock 'em. Do what you do at the lecture, okay? We'll be back from Autism One with Roy Dittman after this.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are rocking the health world live from Autism One in Chicago, and we're going to be back in a couple of weeks to Schaumburg, Illinois. Right now I'm joined by Roy Dittman, one of the coolest guys I've ever met, hanging out at these shows. And Roy's the author of The Brighton Baby, and he's deeply entrenched in what's going on here and understands how to navigate the terrain and get people healthy enough to have healthy babies, much less undoing the damage that's gone on. Roy, I appreciate you being on board here. Welcome back.
Thank you, Robert, and I hope I can live up to that cool...
you just got to be yourself, and you're there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I love what you guys were talking about, you and Liam. That's great, because I remember a story about the vaccination issue. In the 90s, I remember being with Armed Forces doctors who were good friends of mine, actually, and all three of them were... getting vaccinations to the troops, and one of them said, "You know, my kids weren't vaccinated," and I said, "Were you?" And he said, "No." And then I asked them, "Were you guys?" And they said, they kind of looked at each other and said, "No." And I said, "Well, how did you get out of it?" And he said, "Well, we signed each other's papers."
You signed each other's papers. Why don't you sign my paper?
Exactly. It was really interesting because they really admired my grandfather, who was a very famous pilot, you know, meso-astronaut. And so we were just talking, and they just kind of casually mentioned this like it was nothing. But it just shows you that even the people who really were at the very top of the chain, you know, food chain, so to speak, in implementing this vaccination program.
Right.
And if you, I don't know if you know, on troops, it's like a huge amount of vaccinations they have to take.
Oh yeah, it's bad enough that they're exposed to depleted uranium overseas. Who knows whatever else is blowing through the winds of wherever they are. But these vaccinations, largely experimental, and of course, once you multiple them, you've never tested them, and I would argue that they've never even tested the original ones truly for any level of safety, much less, you know, I argue against the efficacy of saying, hey, if we can measure an antibody response, that means it worked. Well, whoopee frickin' do if you still get the disease anyway, because as we know, an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from disease. That's only one small, albeit it's a real ass, but it's way down the road as to what real immunity is.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's interesting, and it's only for one pathogen. And the truth is, we're just exposed to almost unlimited amounts of pathogens. So we have to ask the question, what good is it to just defend ourselves against one? Doesn't that just make the immune system focus on that one thing? Maybe that's a big distraction for the immune system.
Sure, and yeah. What if you see the bad guy coming, okay? You could say, hey, ooh, what is that over there? Ooh, that's a that looks like a virus. Which one? I'm not sure. Is that the smallpox one? Oh, wait, no, that's the chickenpox one. Oh, but I'm okay. I got vaccinated for chickenpox. Wait a second. That chickenpox vaccine had so much crap in it, I can't get up and move out of the way, right? You're so debilitated. What good is it? You see the guy coming long before he gets here, you can't do a thing about it.
Right. Well, and as you know, I mean, the real way, even if somebody did have, say, a cholera epidemic, or we see in the next town, and you think, okay, well, maybe it's time to vaccinate, it's like a lot of people in that room we were in with that day with those
Daryl Issa and those other guys when
exactly,
he thought.
Exactly. Those only out of that whole room of hundreds of people, that was packed. It was like 400 people.
Standing room only in that room, yeah.
Yeah, that... No, only three people held up their hand when they said, you know...
You can see Issa, the tan Daryl Issa turned white and go, uh-oh, I stepped in it. You know, yeah, I got to move on quickly.
You thought everyone say, oh, yeah, I'll get the smallpox vaccine. Mm-hmm. But when you ask people, they said, you know, I don't trust, even if it is there, I don't trust the manufacturers. to make a good quality product at this point.
Well, why would they be shielded from any liability to a product defect, or even if the product works but it kills you or maims you? I mean, that tells you alone people got to be suspicious. And, of course, we know Congress enacted law because there was no way these companies would produce the product knowing the damage and danger that they are in reality.
Right.
Yet no other industry is shielded from this liability. And if anybody was, they'd probably do pretty well and make billions if they could get mandates like the government has mandated, even though there are theoretical exemptions, actual exemptions, but many times hidden from view from the people that don't know or don't listen to the new media like this.
Got it, yeah. And in my new book, Brightson Baby, I describe a whole in the chapter about vaccinations. About even if you were to consider vaccinating your child, which is a form of temporarily just ignorance or lack of knowledge, in my opinion, at this point, what are the chances that your child will actually come down with that illness, let alone die of that?
Mm-hmm.
And some, you know, if you calculate some of the statistics, it's like 1 in 2 billion or 1 in 10 million. And the chances of getting autism are far higher these days. So these claims that vaccines aren't correlated to autism spectrum disorders is completely nonsense. There's plenty of scientific evidence which correlates, and we have to make sure we use the right word, because I think that's where the media tricks us. They say it does. There's no evidence that it causes it.
Right.
Well, I think there is actually some evidence that it causes it.
Well, just talk to Brian Hooker, PhD friend, who has extensively, through Freedom of Information Act requests and others, gotten information from the CDC and showed that the very studies they claim prove no causation may indeed prove the opposite.
Right.
And he is a fierce warrior dad because of what happened to his child as well.
Right, right. Well, absolutely. And as you know, because you're a homeopath, I recommend that actually parents before conception detoxify their childhood immunizations as well, because as you know, it clouds or suppresses genes. That infection clouds or suppresses the genes. And that's the last thing you want when you're conceiving a baby. So both for the father and mother, I always send them to a homeopath like yourself. I say, please get this done before you conceive, because that'll help to uncloud your genes, and you want all of your genes activated and healthy and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what am I going to do about infection? I said, there's plenty of things to do. Read the chapter on this. There's, you know, if you are not going to vaccinate, you should be absolutely diligent, though. There's a lot of things you can do. One thing I recommend is just, for instance, if you see them expose, you're at Chuck E. Cheese and they were playing with some kid with snot coming out of their nose, you know, and you go, okay, here, you know, iodine, you can get betadine solution, very cheap at Target for like $6, you know, a big thing of it, and some salt. Put salt, iodine. It's in the old pediatric text, but who makes money off of betadine and salt? You know,
no patent protection on those things now.
But you know what? I didn't vaccinate any of my kids, and I still haven't. You know, even when they try to force you and pressure and scare you, even in high school, recently,
yes,
all these big scare tactics. I went there. I said, no way, I'm not going to vaccinate my kids.
Right.
But to complete that thought about what you do. All I did was I put them in a hygiene bath like that, and that's the thing that, you know, it would take them 2 days at the most to get over the worst: mumps, chicken pox, measles. They had everything.
I think that, you know, that's the thing. Knowing that, you have to go back to the history books that seemingly were erased and rewritten by those who want us to believe that the only thing that can save us are patented medicines, monopoly-type medicines that are mandated by government. Mm. And the reality is far different. That's why I do what I do, because I woke up one day and said, they lied to me. What else did they lie about? Well, we'll talk about that. Roy can stick around a little bit longer. Then he wants to go see Liam Sheff's lecture, too. And we'll keep busting up these official stories here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, Chicago coming back. Schaumburg in a couple of weeks, 7th through 9th of June. It's the Health Freedom Expo. And guess who's coming back? I'll tell you who's going to be there. And I haven't seen him in a while, but we'll tell you after the break. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Yes, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Autism One today, and we're wrapping up the show at Autism One. We're on for another hour and a half or so, and looking forward to seeing you down here. If not, if you couldn't make it to Chicago this quickly, then, hey, you got another choice and chance in a couple of weeks in Schaumburg, Illinois, for the Health Freedom Expo. We got lots more info coming up. I just got word Dr. Joseph Mercola is coming back out. I hadn't seen him in a while. He's going to be back at Health Freedom Expo. Very excited to see him and all of y'all coming up to see us as well. So right now we continue with Roy Dittman, BrightonBaby.com. You want to learn what to do to get ready to have healthy children? This is the guidebook. And we've got a lot of extensive things to discuss here, Roy, with you while you have a few more minutes left in here. Coming back to that, and also we have a question in the audience we're going to get to in just a moment. But, Roy, when we were at that thing, and you could hear a pin drop, except you could hear boos and hisses when Daryl Issa says, "How about the smallpox shot? You would all get that, wouldn't you?" And they're like, "No." It's like, how much do they not know at that level for them to be considered the champions of this cause?
Mm-hmm.
Raising awareness in Washington, D.C. about the damage that's occurring into the autism spectrum. They don't know much, honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean, Washington, D.C. is out of touch with the American population. I saw a similar thing occur in the former Soviet Union when the population rose up and demanded the resignation of Andropov. Within 2 months of being in office, they demanded his resignation. And indeed, he was forced to step down. It was explained over here in the media that it was due to Chernobyl. In fact, that was the catalyst. However, it was when the Soviet public found out that there was so much corruption in their government that they had not regulated heavy metals going into their food chain. So 95% of the birth defects, which were masked at the time, was due to the heavy metals, not to Chernobyl. I think a very similar thing is happening here, as you probably felt in that room.
Yes.
I mean, I was hearing revolution. I was hearing people saying, we have to just get these people out. They need to resign. This is a disaster beyond anything we've ever experienced in our history. There's nothing to compare with it. If a terrorist came in our country and killed one child, we'd be nuking them tomorrow.
Our government right now is involved and engaged in covering up the fact that what they are sanctioning is killing hundreds of thousands of people, and I'm talking about all of modern medicine every year. And so the outrage isn't there. We've been fluoridated out of our minds and out of our ability to act, and there's a lot of things that we'll be discussing more of this at the Health Freedom Expo as well. We have a longtime listener, Lori. Lori is with us right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She's here at Autism One. Lori, what's your question or comment?
Hello, listeners. It's so good to be here at the Autism One conference. As I look around, I see these injured children. I have to stop and think. Back during the Tylenol scare, there was 2 deaths, and Tylenol was ripped from the shelves, and it's all we heard from on the news was how bad Tylenol was and what they were doing to repair the problem. But yet, thousands of children are injured or they die every year as a result of vaccines, and yet these continue to remain on the market.
Where's the outrage?
Where is the outrage? How much longer are parents going to put up with this?
Lori,
we need to be heard.
Yeah, and you're being heard here at Autism One. I appreciate you so much for commenting on that. And that's the point. It's here. We do see outrage here.
Yeah.
But out there, the media is orchestrating it, and I believe that these politicians were trying to orchestrate some kind of, how do we control this crowd? How do we control these people? We know we can't ignore them anymore.
Well, yes. So thank you, Lori, for that question. And it's perfect because what I heard in that audience, do you remember the congressman saying, you know what, we don't want to talk about autism. Please do not use the word autism.
Don't use the word,
when you come to us. And that was shocking. They said, because we don't want to hear that. It's very scary for us. And so and I'm like, interesting. And so they went into a little explanation why. And they said, well, let's just talk about the adjuvants like mercury or thimerosal. That's the safe thing to talk about.
Yeah, we'll let you talk about that.
But you have to ask the question, why is this so scary to them?
Well, let's answer that question. One more segment before I'll let Roy run to Liam Sheff's lecture. And Liam will be with me at Health Freedom Expo a couple of weeks from now. And in the meantime, you can dial in today at 800-259-5791. I understand that we may hear from Mayor Eisenstein, local physician, vaccine-free practice. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, hopefully you marched against Monsanto yesterday. You only have an excuse that I'll write you. If you were here at Autism One with us, and Roy Dittman is here right now for another segment talking about, well, the irate, tireless minority, right? Mm. This is what we're seeing here. I saw fear in the eyes of those congressmen that were here. I did. And even though they're supposed to be the friends of this group here,
right,
they're afraid. Because if they're trying to limit, so don't say autism,
mm-hmm,
just talk about the adjuvants, talk about thimerosal. We can do that. We're allowed to do, what is that? That's managing,
yes,
a collapse of trust and faith in vaccines and modern medicine, is it not?
Exactly. And as Ralph Nader so brilliantly pointed out, you only need 1% or even less to really win in a particular issue. And he said you need like 50% at least to have an interest or agree with you. And so it's not at all what people are led to believe in the media. And they're scared of that. They know that the American people will unite under this issue. All political factions, all minorities, it doesn't matter what religion you are, this is an issue that can completely unite the nation and say, you know what, we've had enough, because we're tired of seeing our children not be able to perform in school with serious health conditions. All these problems are getting from a government that is complicit, and I use that word not casually, complicit, because they have done nothing for decades. And when they know what's going on, and instead they try to cover it up. And it's very clear, as RFK Jr. pointed out, as Daryl Issa, Dan Burton, and Posey, all these congressmen pointed out here at Autism One, that these people in the government are trying to play hide and seek with us. They're saying, oh, we don't want to talk about that. We're scared. Don't scare us.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we don't care if you're scared.
Right.
Our kids are dying of horrible diseases and birth defects because you're doing nothing.
It's okay if they scare you, but you are not allowed to scare them. Isn't that interesting? I mean, they admitted they're little mice wanting to scurry,
right,
when the people are suddenly waking up and going, yo, you allowed this to happen? And
right,
you're trying to limit my discussion and my, I witnessed my child after vaccination reverting. You're telling me, you know, this is the kind of thing we're dealing with here, and I see this even stronger than last year when I was here for the first time. the movement, and I've said this for years in the natural health movement, the health freedom movement, this is the place where revolution, and I pray for peaceful, nonviolent revolution, I do, in that a revolution back to this liberty upon which the nation was founded. It's, you know, humans are not perfect. That's not, I don't have an idealistic goal that we'll all be perfect, but the idea is in liberty we can find our way. In tyranny, you're running for cover. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see my children have to live in tyranny. And, of course, there is medical tyranny, and that has been devolving since the Flexner Report of 1910.
Right, exactly. Well, absolutely. And as we saw in the Czech Nation and Hungary and many other countries, the revolutions were nonviolent for the most part. And what happened was that the leaders themselves recognized that it was their children, their future children, that were at stake as well. When I went to Silesia in southern Poland in 1986 and 87, and they arrested me for being a spy, you know, for photographing military institutions. And so I was like, I wasn't doing that. I'm trying to help you because you have air pollution and your chimney stacks are spewing cadmium dust and mercury and lead all over your children. Aren't those your children in that school? And you know what? They started helping me. I said, you can throw me out of your country, but I'm here to prevent birth defects in your country. You know, and I think the similar thing is happening in this country. I see people, I talk to them intelligent, and I say, you know what? What is human intelligence? Do we have human intelligence? Because this doesn't look like it to me. It doesn't, nothing intelligent.
No
about
signs of intelligent life down here, right?
Exactly. So, you know, it's just, if you don't cry, you know, you're going to laugh, you know.
Listen, yeah. Well, and you know, the folks here have really had a wonderful weekend. I noticed that the families come together. It's tough what they're going through, but there's camaraderie, there's spirit. They're letting loose a little bit here. So if you've ever been impacted in this way and haven't attended one of these, and you don't have to have a child impacted this way. There are others, environmental issues that are occurring, and sending kids into the same spectrum of neurological and other dysfunction.
Well, you know, and that's a great point, Robert, because what everyone is pointing out at this one is they're saying, look, they are us. In other words, autism community isn't just the 2% that have autism in this country. It's actually 80%, because when you look at the statistics right now, 54% of children have a diagnosed severe birth defects or illnesses of some kind today, and 80% have some kind of subtle problems, but they're not so subtle. I mean, they're, you know, serious with different developmental delays and illnesses, and they're subclinical. They're not serious illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But 80%, that's the real number.
Everybody, read Brighton Baby. We've got it linked up, brightonbaby.com. You want to know what's going on out there. You want to prep for having healthy children. Roy Dittman is the man. I look forward to having you back on. Thank you for stopping by,
Thank
my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Great work with
Roy,
you.
Roy, you're terrific. Okay. We got lots more healing to go here from Autism One. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer
Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hey, this is Robert Yaddell. We're live at Autism One. Folks are coming up and chatting with me. I apologize. We'll be back at it, but we've got, I think it looks like we've got confirmed Mayor Eisenstein dropping by, a medical doctor, physician, and an attorney. What a dangerous combination, but he doesn't vaccinate in his clinics around the Chicagoland area. Cool guy, so we'll be talking more about this issue, Autism One. Remember, Health Freedom Expo coming up in a couple of weeks. Also, remember, it's not just once a week nowadays. It's five additional days of the week through naturalnewsradio.com, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hundreds of hours of downloadable audio files for free with great guest experts. We cover topics like nowhere else in the media, uncensored by any mechanism I know. And because I don't sell anything, I can tell you the truth, all right? I'm not going to be holding back on any of this stuff. So what else can we do here? If we talk about the vaccination issue, I think I've discussed this on the air a little bit, and I brought that up. I mean, when Daryl Issa mentioned, Representative Daryl Issa, I think he's out of the San Diego County area, California, as a rep there, mentions the vaccine issue and says, yes, we recognize there's damage, there's dangers. We're trying to, you know, help you and fix this, but don't mention autism. Please talk only in terms of thimerosal and adjuvants. But seriously, folks, do you, if there was a smallpox outbreak, I mean, come on, you would still get the smallpox shot, wouldn't you? And having maybe three people in a room of hundreds raise their hand. It was a shocking moment. A shocking moment. There were no questions allowed, and I was a little upset as a journalist, as a reporter, as well as a host of this show, that I couldn't ask any questions or make any comments, and that's just the nature of anybody who's inquisitive at this point. And so I put it out there, what was going on, and many of the parents that I talked to felt a little betrayed by that particular what we call it, orchestrated event, and they're not getting answers. And, you know, there's another aspect to what I share in my lecture I did yesterday here. And I was talking about what's called, and this is the egghead way to say it, iatrogenic enterocolitis. That is, the doctors caused your intestines to muck up, okay? That's the low-tech way of saying it. And I was talking about protocols that I've used over the years to help restore gut integrity. Not just a probiotic issue, but literally the lining, the epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal system. But before I even got there, I started with something called the Constitution. Have you heard of it? Anybody? The Constitution. And it isn't just the nation's Constitution. It's your personal, physiological, emotional, spiritual Constitution. That is you, your makeup in its entirety. And as we ignore the nation's Constitution, we seemingly similarly ignore our own body's constitution. You know, I went through some of the Bill of Rights even. You know, the First Amendment. Does the First Amendment grant you the right to speak freely? No, it does not. It has nothing to do with granting you any right of free speech. In fact, the only thing it's written to do is enumerate and design the idea that the government is here to protect or defend that right that is granted to you by that which created you all. And that is not government. Any more than the Second Amendment grants you the right to keep and bear arms. It does not. It's written to protect your right that is given to you by that which created you, me, and everything, and everyone. And then the question, what about vaccines, Robert? Would you let somebody vaccinate your children? And no was not even an appropriate response. I always hearken back to my good friend. He ran for the presidential in the presidential race of 2004 on the Libertarian ticket, Michael Badnarik. He's written a wonderful book called Good to Be King, A Foundation of Our Constitutional Freedoms, and also The Secret to Sovereignty. And he said, this is what I have to think, you know, to say about that. If the doctor is trying to vaccinate me or anyone that I love that I am sworn to protect, I say, Doc, you bring the needle. I'll bring my 45 and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, that sounds on its face very violent and dangerous and threatening. But what is that syringe if not violent and dangerous and threatening if it could send your child into seizures and shock and autism? Shock and autism should be the word. The Pentagon uses shock and awe. The medical Pentagon, the medical industrial complex uses shock and autism to drive you out of your ability to communicate with the world in which you're planted firmly when you're born, hopefully, before the government claims ownership over you. Your Constitution. Ignore it at your own peril. Violate it at your own peril. You inject this. You bypass the basic protection that is afforded to you by that epithelial coverage that is called skin, dermal layers, mucous membranes, cilia, villi in the gut. All of these things damaged by vaccination, by antibiotics, by herbicides, by fungicides, by pesticides, by genetically modified organisms for which you were marching against yesterday. And now we're hearing that Facebook is literally censoring pictures of children holding up placards and posters against GMOs because they have to manage the news. They have to manage even the social networks because if the word gets out to one too many people, it's all over for them. And then the pitchforks come out, and rightfully so. If they're willing to threaten you and your children with a syringe that could potentially kill you, and yes, it is acknowledged, it is admitted, it has happened, money has been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the Kangaroo Vaccine Court, unconstitutional as it is, that collects taxes on every vaccine that is purchased, either by you or the government, which is indirectly by you. And that money set aside, nearly $2 billion, I don't know exactly how much has been paid out, but it's a hell of a lot. Because children have been damaged, have been killed, and yes, even have been compensated for something called autism that these congressmen don't want you to mention when they go into their offices and you start asking questions about why is the government hiding this? Why are they standing by this? Why is the CDC the marketing and promotioning arm of the vaccine industrial complex? These are legitimate questions. They must be asked, but stop expecting the government to fix the problem that they facilitated or even created. And so my mention of the Constitution, my mention of the Bill of Rights comes to the 10th Amendment, the 9th and the 10th, but the 10th in particular here, because we have a movement going on. A movement is afoot, says Sherlock Holmes. It's afoot. What is the game that is afoot? It is that people and the states are recognizing that those powers not specifically enumerated, delegated to the federal government, belong to the states or the people, respectively. And we are seeing nullification happen all over the place, whether it be for Obamacare, whether it be for Second Amendment issues, whether it be for medical marijuana, cannabis, you name it. The power, you know whose it is. It ain't theirs. It ain't theirs. But it's time to wake up and recognize whose it is. We've got more coming on from Autism One on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. In the meantime, thank you to my sponsors, and the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.